Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant boost to India's defence capabilities, the Ministry of Defence has signed two major contracts worth a combined 858 crore rupees, marking a crucial development in the country's air defence architecture and maritime reconnaissance capabilities. First, let us look at the contract for the Tunguska Air Defense Missile System, valued at 445 crore rupees. This contract was signed with JSC Rosoboronexport, Russia's sole state intermediary for defense exports. The Tunguska system, also known as the Sa-19 Grizin, is a Russian-origin short-range air defense system designed to protect ground forces against low-flying aircraft, helicopters, drones, and cruise missiles. What makes this system significant is its combined gun-missile capability, which gives it both close-range rapid-fire capability and medium-range engagement, making it particularly effective against modern threats like swarming drones and cruise missiles. The Tunguska system is manufactured by the KBP Instrument Design Bureau in Tula, Russia, and is a relatively rare design philosophy that combines guns and missiles. The system has dual 2A38M 30mm autocannons with a combined rate of fire of 3,900 to 5,000 rounds per minute and can fire 8X9M 311 surface-to-air missiles with a range of up to 8 km. The gun range is between 0.2 and 4 km and the system has 1,904 rounds of ammunition. The chassis is a GM-352M tracked vehicle, shared with the Buk M1 system. But why does this matter? The Indian Army already operates the Tunguska system in limited numbers, and this new procurement replenishes missile stocks and enhances India's multi-layered air defense architecture at a time when the drone threat has become acute, as demonstrated in the Russia-Ukraine war and the Armenia-Azerbaijan Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. The Tunguska fills the critical short-range air defense gap, protecting mechanized columns and forward-deployed formations from low-altitude threats that longer-range systems like the S-400 and Akash are not designed to intercept. Now, let us turn to the second contract, valued at 413 crore rupees, which was signed with Boeing India Defense Private Limited under the Buy Indian category with 100% indigenous content. This contract is for the depot-level inspection of the Indian Navy's P-8I long-range maritime reconnaissance aircraft fleet. The P-8I Poseidon, also called the P-8I Neptune by the Indian Navy, is India's primary long-range maritime patrol and anti-submarine warfare aircraft. It is a military derivative of the Boeing 737-800ERX commercial airliner. The P-8I is equipped with a suite of sensors and weapons systems that make it one of the most capable maritime patrol aircraft in the world. The sensors include the APY-10 maritime surveillance radar, sonobuoys, magnetic anomaly detector, and electro-optical infrared turret. The aircraft can carry weapons internally in a bomb bay and on external hardpoints, including Harpoon anti-ship missiles, MK-54 lightweight torpedoes, and depth charges. The P-8I integrates several Made in India systems, including the BAIL Data Link to Communication Suite, BAIL IFF Interrogator, Avantel Mobile Satellite Service, and ECIL Speech Secrecy System. What makes this contract significant is that it falls under the Buy Indian category with 100% indigenous content, which means that Boeing India Defense Private Limited will perform all maintenance, repair, and overhaul work at an in-country facility, aligning with the government's Atmanirbhar Bharat and Make in India Defense Manufacturing initiatives. Previously, depot-level inspection required the aircraft to be sent to Boeing's facilities in the United States, but this contract localizes the capability in India, reducing turnaround time and cost while building indigenous MRO expertise. Now, let us look at the Defense Acquisition Procedure 2020, which categorizes all defense procurement into priority tiers. The Tunguska contract falls under the Buy Global category, as it is a direct purchase from Russia's Rosoboron export. The P-8I contract falls under the Buy Indian category, as Boeing India Defence will perform MRO at an Indian facility with 100% indigenous content. India has been the largest buyer of Russian military equipment for decades, though the share has been declining as India diversifies its procurement sources. The CATSA risk remains a factor, as the US lock in sanction countries purchasing Russian defense equipment. India received a presidential waiver for the S-400 deal, but future Russian procurements carry sanctions risk. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The total contract value is 858 crore rupees, signed on 27th March 2026 at Kartavya Bhavan 2, New Delhi, in the presence of Defence Secretary Shri Rajesh Kumar Singh. The Tunguska missiles contract is valued at 445 crore rupees and the P-8I inspection contract is valued at 413 crore rupees. The P-8I contract category is by Indian with 100% indigenous content. The Tunguska 2K22 system has a NATO designation of SA-19 Grizzon and is a self-propelled short-range air defense system with a combined gun-missile capability. The system has dual 2A 38M 30mm autocannons and can fire 8X9M311 surface-to-air missiles with a range of up to 8 km. The gun range is between 0.2 and 4 kilometers and the system has 1,904 rounds of ammunition. The P-8I Poseidon has a fleet strength of 12 aircraft, with 8 original aircraft and 4 additional aircraft under an option clause. The first contract was signed on 1st January 2009 for $2.1 billion for 8 aircraft. The base platform is the Boeing 737-800ERX, and the primary base is in Rajli, Arakkonam, Tamil Nadu. The aircraft has several roles, including long-range maritime patrol, anti-submarine warfare, anti-surface warfare, and intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to your prelims and mains exams, particularly in the areas of defense and security, India's relations with Russia, and the country's air defense architecture. Remember this number, 858 crore rupees, the total contract value. Note this carefully, the Tunguska system is a short-range air defense system, and the P-8I is a long-range maritime reconnaissance aircraft. In conclusion, these contracts mark a significant development in India's defense capabilities and demonstrate the country's commitment to enhancing its air defense architecture and maritime reconnaissance capabilities. The Tunguska system and the P-8I aircraft will play a crucial role in protecting India's borders and interests, and it is essential for UPSC aspirants to stay updated on these developments.